Hey there, what's up everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, our scripture today comes from Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Romans chapter 14, verse 13. It says, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. One more time. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. You know, yesterday we started kind of having this conversation around accepting one another. But here's the other part, that when we accept someone, we are making the decision not to pass judgment on that person. And I know it's hard because we look at people and we see the way that their lives could be better. We look from our perspective and say, well, if you would just do X, Y, and Z, your life would change or be better in this way or that. But this scripture says to us, stop passing judgment. Instead, make up your mind. In other words, this scripture says you spend your time making sure that you're not putting a stumbling block or obstacle in the way of that brother and sister. When we focus on making sure that we are not becoming a stumbling block or an obstacle to a brother and sister from our own judgment, from our own perspectives, from our own ideas, when we place focus on making sure that we are not hindering them, we don't have time to pass judgment on others. I'm telling you, if you will just make up in your mind, you know what? I don't necessarily agree with this individual, so I'm going to make sure that I'm going to live my life in such a way that it is not a stumbling block or an obstacle to them, but a light shining in what may very well be a dark season of their lives. Listen, as we close out this week on this Friday, purpose in your heart that in those places and relationships where you have passed judgment, that you will stop passing judgment on others and you will try and figure out a way that you can let your light shine in their lives, that they might see and understand that God loves them, that God cares about them, that God desires and is willing to wrap his arms around them in whatever season of their life they find themselves in. Look, I thank you for joining me this week for your Daily Anchor, and I pray that on Monday morning, bright and early, you'll join me right back here as we pick up for another week. God bless you, and we'll holler back at you now. Hey, what's up everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, happy Monday to you today. Our scripture today comes from Luke chapter 6 verse 31 and it's one of those oldies but goodies. It says, do to others as you would have them do to you. You know, many of us see this and know this to be the golden rule. It's just a basic principle of life, but still, many of us miss the mark on a day-to-day basis. Luke says to us, do to others as you would have them do unto you. Now, it's important here. This doesn't say do to others as they do to you. This says do to others as you would have them do to you. So think about it. When you are interacting with individuals, you can't treat them how they treat you. You have to treat them how you would like for them, how you desire them to treat you. Treat people the way you would like to be treated despite how they treat you. And I just believe that God will bless you for your efforts, that God will see that as good seed in good ground. Listen, as you begin this week, somebody just might try you today or tomorrow or anytime between now and Friday, but remind yourself of this anchor scripture for our week. Treat others, do to others as you would have them do to you. Listen, I hope this was a good reminder for you this week. I hope it starts your week off in an absolutely amazing way. And my prayer for you this week is that you will remain focused on the peace and the prosperity and provision of God, that you will be reminded that God sees you, that God hears you, and God remembers you. All right, you guys, I hope this blessed you as much as it blessed me. I'll look to hear from you again tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of Your Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now. Hey, Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy, and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right. That one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, happy Monday to you today. Our scripture today comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 31, and it's one of those oldies but goodies. It says, do to others as you would have them do to you. You know, many of us see this and know this to be the golden rule. It's just a basic principle of life, but still, many of us miss the mark on a day-to-day basis. Luke says to us, do to others as you would have them do unto you. Now, it's important here. This doesn't say do to others as they do to you. This says do to others as you would have them do to you. So think about it. When you are interacting with individuals, you can't treat them how they treat you. You have to treat them how you would like for them, how you desire them to treat you. Treat people the way you would like to be treated despite how they treat you. And I just believe that God will bless you for your efforts, that God will see that as good seed in good ground. Listen, as you begin this week, somebody just might try you today or tomorrow or any time between now and Friday, but remind yourself of this anchor scripture for our week. Treat others, do to others as you would have them do to you. Listen, I hope this was a good reminder for you this week. I hope it starts your week off in an absolutely amazing way. And my prayer for you this week is that you will remain focused on the peace and the prosperity and provision of God, that you will be reminded that God sees you, that God hears you, and God remembers you. All right, you guys, I hope this blessed you as much as it blessed me. I'll look to hear from you again tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of Your Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy, and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right. That one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, happy Monday to you today. Our scripture today comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 31, and it's one of those oldies but goodies. It says, do to others as you would have them do to you. You know, many of us see this and know this to be the golden rule. It's just a basic principle of life, but still, many of us miss the mark on a day-to-day basis. Luke says to us, do to others as you would have them do unto you. Now, it's important here. This doesn't say do to others as they do to you. This says do to others as you would have them do to you. So think about it. When you are interacting with individuals, you can't treat them how they treat you. You have to treat them how you would like for them, how you desire them to treat you. Treat people the way you would like to be treated despite how they treat you. And I just believe that God will bless you for your efforts, that God will see that as good seed in good ground. Listen, as you begin this week, somebody just might try you today or tomorrow or any time between now and Friday, but remind yourself of this anchor scripture for our week. Treat others, do to others as you would have them do to you. Listen, I hope this was a good reminder for you this week. I hope it starts your week off in an absolutely amazing way. And my prayer for you this week is that you will remain focused on the peace and the prosperity and provision of God, that you will be reminded that God sees you, that God hears you, and God remembers you. All right, you guys, I hope this blessed you as much as it blessed me. I'll look to hear from you again tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of Your Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now.